Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Well, you know, there's some pretty good commenters, very good commenters that come on my channel and make some very good comments. I wanted you to hear a couple of them here because it's very important what First Simon Peter says. I'm glad his name wasn't the Apostle Paul. All right, and he appropriately calls him T-Rump. Listen very carefully to this, because I vaguely remember this snake poem now that he mentions it. When T-Rump was first running for president, he told us he was a snake. He's poison and admitted comparing that song to himself. He repeatedly quoted The Snake, lyrics by A. Wilson. In the lyrics, after the snake bit her, he said, "You knew I was a snake before you took me in." Right. See, it's the voters' fault. He's poisoning us, not because they voted him into office. Needless to say, this is still going over everybody's head. Just like his slogan, MAGA, is to this day. MAGA means witch or sorcerer. Did you hear that? You know, like Simon Magus. That's what he writes next, right? Simon Magus, right? A magi. So he says MAGA means witch or sorcerer. Simon Magus's surname is the same word. MAGA, English translation, is witch. More meanings for MAGA are sorceress, venefica, cantatrix, pharmasutra, lamia, maleficia. You know what maleficent, you know, mal means bad in many languages. Similar words, incantator, noun, spells, enchanter, soothsayer, magician, wizard, venefices, adjective, wizard, sorcerer, poisoner, poisonous, magical magus, adjective, noun, magus, magician, sorcerer, mage, M-A-G-E. Wizard, rudis, adjective, noun, raw, rude, scratchy, rough, homely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about that comment? MAGA means witch. Did you notice, I had pointed this out a long time ago, why wasn't the hat red, white, and blue? Why is the MAGA hat red? Well, it's very, very interesting, isn't it? Because red is, Mr. Trump is a Scottish Jew and a Freemason. See, he didn't care about any statues coming down until Albert Pike's statue went down. All of a sudden, Mr. T-Rump cared. But see, red is the color of blood. Red, you know, when they dip the hats in the Freemasonic order, it's the Shriners, really. They have a Fez hat. And in Fez, Morocco, they killed a whole mess of Christians a long time ago in the middle of the square. And they dipped their hats in blood, the blood of the Christians. And the hats were red, right? Red Fez hats, right? So the MAGA hat, I'm sure he's laughing because he's made millions on that hat, right? This is even before we get to the news, ladies and gentlemen. But it is news, is nevertheless, isn't it? Now, here's some good news that you should hear that another brother wrote in. He says, "Hey, DJ, the Black Lives Matter showed up here in Idaho in Coeur d'Alene. They were met by armed citizens that made it clear they were not allowed to destroy the city, the homes, or the businesses. The local news also came, and toward the end of the day, they made it out to be a nice story that Black Lives Matter and armed citizens were united." Sure they were. But notice how nice Black Lives Matter acts around the armed citizens, laughing out loud. In the beginning, it was serious. "Thought you may like to know some of us are taking a stand, please, here is the link. So I will check out the link. It was from MSN. I didn't check the link out yet. But you understand, I said that there was an article saying that 17% of Black Lives Matter people are black. And the creator, a sister, wrote in. Let's see if I can find that real quick, because you need to hear that too. Of course, you know that blacks don't create any organizations, that it's always the Jews that create the organizations. I wanted you to notice, did you notice that how many people are, every time I mention a Jew, almost probably 99% of the time, they're mixed with a white or mixed with somebody else. Remember Barr, the fellow we were talking about earlier on the news this week? Well, his dad was a Jew and his mother was something else. You see, they're all hybrids. This Negro that they have in NASCAR is half-breed as well. They couldn't find a full Negro to drive a car. You know, you understand? Okay, here's the comment from a dear sister, Melissa. Alicia Garza, founder of Black Lives Matter, is actually Alicia Swartz, black mom, Jewish dad. Yes, and funny enough, or I was going to say funnily enough, Schwartz, I believe, means black. I'm not sure. I know Schwarze. But, you know, I think Schwartz means black in German. I'm almost positive. There again, I thought Jews couldn't race mix. Yeah. Well, you see, every time I prove this to you, it shows that B.F. Jackson's book is correct when he says they have to race mix because they have no life force in their blood and they have no life force in their bone marrow. It's not healthy. They're not healthy. So they have to keep mixing, but they're trying to tell you that they're the pure Israel of the Bible when they're no such thing at all. And I have a website I'll be sharing you with this stuff with you. It's a Jew website. And all I see on the whole Jew website is how this black Jew is this and this, and the Jews need to help Black Lives Matter. And I'm a black Jew with, and I'm going to stay, you know, I saw the article that said that this, I'm black and Jewish. And I'm, in other words, they're not going to favor one side or the other. They're going to, unless it's Jewish, that is, they're going to remain, you know, who they are, black and Jewish, you see. We see that a lot lately, don't we? So much for these people being a pure people. On my website, there's many articles, but there's an article called Proof That Jews... I can't remember the exact title, but Proof That Jews Are Mongrels. You know what I mean? And you can see Barr is a mongrel. Pelosi's a mongrel. On and on and on and on and on and on and on it goes. They're all mongrels. First headline I see says, no, coronavirus isn't surging. Increased positive tests are a result of increased testing. This is simply a hoax. Deranged freak Bill Gates laments that people will have a choice in taking his vaccine. You know what kind of cracks me up? Is I got a story, I'll probably be reading it on the next news show, but it talked about Bill and Melinda Gates, and what was funny about it was Melinda Gates wants to give the vaccine to blacks first. I think that's funny. I wonder what the blacks think about that. They don't know about the Jews. The blacks don't have any idea about the Jews. So, German men turn alpha, start circumcising their slut daughters. That's an interesting headline. Former Formula One head says actually blacks are more racist. Black driver whines like a biatch. Like a little girl. You know that blacks are more racist. I mean, come on. Even blacks would tell you that. They don't make any bones about it. They don't pretend they're not racist. They're racist to the hilt. It's the Jew who's racist to the hilt as well. But they want to be more subtle about it. I love this headline. When I saw it, I just said to myself, you see the Hegelian dialectic at work here. Portland, blacks call Antifa evil after they burn black businesses. Let me read it again. Portland, blacks call Antifa evil after they burn black businesses. You know how many black businesses the blacks have burned in the recent weeks? Black Lives Matter protester loses testicle during protests. Now that's an interesting... So now Mr. T-Rump says he signed an executive order on destroying monuments. Yes, we must keep those abominations on the planet. We must have Whitey worshiping statues. Yes, we must. Because the second commandment says make no images of anything above, below, or on the earth. You know what I mean? So they want to make sure they stay up. Another freak race-mixing pig named Laura Southern, who I believe is a Jewess. Yes, they outed her as a Jew. She returns with disastrous plastic surgery. So, obviously she's a Jewish and she needed some plastic surgery. But she also had blonde hair and now she has brown hair. So it's another fake blonde. It's another Jew who wishes they could be white. All of them wish they could be white. I've been saying that over and over. All of these other races wish they were white. Now, let me propose something to you that's been in my mind for a couple days. Okay, they call all the beasts of the field the non-whites, who are the hue man, colored man. They call them the have-nots. And they call us mankind, the haves. Now, I'm going to use common sense right here, and I think that you will get a real kick out of this. It's so simple, what I'm going to tell you. The Jews who are really the have-nots, even though they've stolen wealth, that doesn't mean they're haves. They've stolen the wealth off of the haves, which are mankind, us, the white people. But listen, the have-nots, they bring the have-nots into our country to steal from us like they steal from us, right? And they want all the haves to replace us and kill us and all kinds of things, right? But why are we the haves? I can explain it very simple. We are the haves because we worship the only God, the Heavenly Father, Yahweh himself. And we are his offspring, so therefore we have. Because there are benefits by having a covenant with the ever-living God, the creator of our planet. Next question. Why are the beasts of the field, or the so-called have-nots, why are they have-nots? Are they have-nots because we have? No. We didn't steal anything from them. If anything was stolen from them, it was through the Jews. But why are they the have-nots? I know the answer to the question. They're the have-nots because they have not a covenant with our Father. But even more than that, too, they have not because they worship demons and false gods. So rightly speaking, should they be haves if they worship demons and false gods? Well, according to the devil and his offspring, yes, they should be haves. But according to the Heavenly Father, it's a judgment on them. They have not because they worship false gods and devils. And it's just a right judgment. That's what this is all about. See, just think about it logically. When that filthy, dirty, falasha Jew, Obama, was supposed president of this nation, the banks were failing because of the evil that they have done. Right? So the judgment on them is that they were going to fail. But the devil, and of course, you know, Obama is one of his children because he's got Jew blood in him. He said, no, we won't let them fail. And they stole the money from us, the haves, and gave it to the evil have-nots. Because on this in this world or on this planet, when you lie, you get promoted. The woman from the Cambridge University said that white lives don't matter. They made her a professor. You understand? And just like they bailed out the banks, and they've done it several times, they keep stealing from us, the haves, the Israelite nations, who are the true Israel of the Bible, and they give it to the have-nots, who are committing evil acts all over the place, right? You see why this is the way it is, right? So the reason we are the haves is not because we've oppressed somebody or anything like that. We are the haves because we have a covenant with the Heavenly Father in heaven. They are have-nots for a reason, a good reason. They have no covenant with the Father in heaven, and they worship and do evil, and they worship demons and false gods, and they commit evil acts all the time, especially to us, the true Israel. If you curse Israel, you shall be cursed, and if you bless Israel, you shall be blessed. And I'm not talking about any Jews. If you bless Jews, they will curse you. If you curse Jews, they will curse you. If you bless the beast of the field, they will curse you. If you curse the beast of the field, they will curse you. That's just a quick lesson on what the real dynamics are of what's going on right now. You see, the devil's saying Yahweh's laws and the laws of the universe and the laws of nature and everything, we defy that. And when you don't work, you still eat. Even though the scriptures say, if you don't work, you don't eat. You see, everything that goes on, they don't work, they still eat. They steal money from us. Here I am, somebody who has virtually no money. And I don't collect any benefits or anything like that. I don't have any medical insurance. I don't eat for free. But all these people that come in, walk over the border today, they're all taken care of very well. What does that tell you? It tells you that what I'm telling you is true. So this proves that our God is real. You say, well, why does he let them steal the stuff off you? Well, when we've turned our backs on him, he will let the hordes come in and steal our substance. You see, if we won't obey him, he'll have to treat us like he treats them. Only, you know, it's a real conundrum as I was thinking about this, is that, you know, when you, these blacks are on serious ego trips right now. This whole thing has puffed them way up, and it's all false pride. It's always has been. They know what they really are inside, and they know they can't be white, even though they all wish they were white. All of these people that want to replace us and everything, they all wish they were white. Make no mistake. This has nothing to do with white supremacism or anything. If I'm the white supremacist, I'll say this again. Why in Israel, the whiter you are, the higher you are in society? Why, if I'm a white supremacist, in India, the lighter skinned you are, the higher you are in the caste system? Why is that? Who's the white supremacist? Is it me? Listen, I will tell you, though, that the white race is the primary race, and all the sub-races are not us and can't be us, never will be. They don't have a covenant with our Father. They're not the offspring of our Father, and most of them are impure now. Hybrids are an abomination to the Father. Every plant not planted by my heavenly Father shall be plucked up. You know what that means. That means they won't be in the garden. Understand? They'll be plucked up. Okay, back to the news. Let's see. Let's go to the next site. Hollywood producer and friend of Jeffrey Epstein, Steve Bing, dead after falling off a building. He just fell off a building, I guess. Mexico City police chief wounded in daylight assassination attempt using 50 caliber rifles and grenades. U.S. Middle East war is far from over. Here's the headline right here. Cambridge University backs academic who tweeted, "White lives don't matter," and promotes her to professor. What is that saying for professors in Cambridge University, huh? CHOP or Chaz folds, throws support behind Joe Biden. Did you know that Joe Biden said he's going to put 700 million American women back to work when there's only 310 million Americans in the whole country? And he said that 200... I guess it was 200 and something million people died from coronavirus in America. I mean, the guy, his programming is breaking down. You can see that. And I don't know how they're allowing this to even go into the media. I guess he says things and it gets out before they can even, you know, stop it. So obviously they won't be able to allow him to do live things anymore for a while. Tone-deaf Spokane police want to buy a 300K social distance enforcing helicopter. You see where we're heading, right? You can see where we're heading. Microplastic pollution has been found in the digestive tract of one of the most isolated animals on Earth. Let's see what that isolated animal is. Well, it's in Antarctica. They found springtails clinging to the bottom of a piece of polystyrene covered in moss, algae, and lichen. No, I don't see which animal, so what can I tell you? Listen to this headline. It'll be on next week's news. College removes word freedom from ID cards because it reminds some students of slavery. Now, you know that I've talked to you about George Orwell's Newspeak and how eventually they'll remove the word freedom from the dictionaries so nobody will even know what freedom is, never mind want to fight for it. This is also going to be on next week's news. Toxic methanol that causes blindness found in hand sanitizers, FDA warns. Did you hear that? See, I never use these hand sanitizers. I don't know. I guess I just, the Father protects me in many ways. Listen again to the headline. Toxic methanol that causes blindness found in hand sanitizers. The FDA warns about it. Well, what are they doing about it? Oh, you got to hear this. I opened it up. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the useless entity, like most ABC entities in the government. Listen to this. You got to hear the number now. On Monday, advised consumers to avoid 9 types of hand sanitizers that may contain methanol, a toxic alcohol that can cause blindness if swallowed and systemic effects if absorbed through the skin. All nine hand sanitizers are made by Esk Biochem, SADCV in Mexico. The agency said in its advisory that it discovered methanol while testing two of the company's products. One called Lavar Gel was 81% methanol. I must mention something to you now that I see this. You see, they're trying to kill us. I'm telling you right now, they're trying to kill us 80 ways till Sunday. I do believe that some of our food source is being tainted deliberately. So if you become sick or you feel like you're poisoned, I believe things are going on. One of our sisters warned on Gab, the blacks from Black Lives Matter that work in all these fast food restaurants across the nation and probably the world are going to taint the food to kill Whitey. Now, this is not a joke. And she suggested, and I agree, I don't even go to fast food restaurants, so, I mean, it doesn't matter for me, but I'm tempted to once in a great while. But if I were you, I'd never go near a fast food restaurant again. If you see blacks in your coffee shop, if you see blacks, I would just say, that's it, I'll make my own coffee, or whatever it is. Listen, these things aren't that hard. You know, if you wanted to learn how to cook, you could go on YouTube channels and learn how to cook things, and you could eat way better than these fast food restaurants. Way, way better. I can cook way better than that garbage. The only reason I like it is because it has memories from my childhood, like going to McDonald's or something like that. But I never go there because, I don't know. I'm telling you that I think we're going to see a lot of poisonings. They're very worried right now. These Jews are very worried because the jig is up financially. The jig is up in so many ways. The people have woken up to what's going on, and the Jew is in danger again. Believe me, the Jew is in severe danger. It's their own fault, though. You see, in the future, when we're all dead, if the world was still here, which I probably isn't going to be like this anymore. But let's just say, in the future, now it's 359 times, not 109 times. That list has been updated. 359 times they've been kicked out of our countries. So let's just say it's 422 times they've been kicked out of our countries in 100 years. They have done everything they can to destroy us and to destroy our food and our children and everything else. And they'll say that they were persecuted. And they'll say it was some evil white people that did all this persecution, and they always have to suffer things, you see. And the poor people of those days will probably believe it like they believe it now. It's crazy. This world is crazy. The nine, I'll just read these for you. The nine hand sanitizers made by Esca Biochem, all clean hand sanitizer. Esk Biochem hand sanitizer. Clean Care, no germ advanced hand sanitizer. Lavar 70 gel hand sanitizer. The Good Gel antibacterial gel hand sanitizer. Clean Care, no germ advanced. Clean Care, no germ advanced. These are at percentages 80, 75, and 80. And Saniderm Advanced Hand Sanitizer. Well, I did my part here in trying to warn you about this. Let's go on to another news site. I'm telling you, folks, I really do believe that there are going to be... Remember what happened at Shake Shack. Now, I was going to do it on my news, and supposedly three officers had to go to the hospital sick after going to a New York Shake Shack, okay? And I believe that they were poisoned. I really do. And lo and behold, they waited a while and they changed the story, like they always change the story, because they didn't want to hint anybody off that this stuff might be happening. which would ruin some more businesses, right? Now, what I'm telling you will ruin fast food businesses, but do we need fast food businesses? Seriously, do we? It's actually harming us anyway, right? But the tax people need that money, don't they? The people that keep stealing from us. So beware. I'm warning you, like the sister warned us. Okay. T-Rump urges Illinois governor, Chicago mayor to establish law and order amid ongoing violence in city. You know, he's very lackadaisical, I told you, because he's a Freemason. And that red hat shows that he's a communist, as far as I'm concerned. And he's part of this Freemasonic communist Jewish revolution that's going on in America. In other words, he's sitting back and letting it all just happen, pretending he's a lame duck. T-Rump administration open to second round of stimulus payments. Oh, by the way, I told you I never got a $1,200 check from the government, right? Well, I think it said over 1 million dead people received stimulus checks. The IRS sent out, I believe it was over 1 million people, dead people, stimulus checks. Nineteen-year-old woman killed, man injured, shooting near Madison Square Park. Illinois shooting suspect kills two co-workers and himself. Well, you know what that is, huh? Let's see who he is. Oh, there's no picture of him here. Jeez, I wonder what that means. You know what it means, don't you? This freak from Kike Book, he's an alien. I've never seen anybody that looks, he looks like a robot with fake skin. Like his skin has been whitened, you know what I mean? And it's like a false chalky white. It's not real white skin. I mean, it's the guy is scary. Whatever he is, he's a filthy, dirty, scary Jew. Off-duty Texas officer beaten unconscious at apartment building. Microsoft to close nearly all its physical stores around the world. Microsoft. Yeah. So, let's go to another news site. Oh, listen to this. I just saw this before I left. House Democrats pass bill to make D.C. the 51st state. Now, that's an oddity. Wouldn't you say? Listen to this headline. Corrupt Supreme Court gives green light. Green light. Gives green light. The devil's favorite color. Corporate Supreme Court gives green light to corporations to loot pension plans. Is there anybody that's righteous anymore besides the remnant of our dear brothers and sisters around the world? Is there anybody that has any real morals? You see, this is why I talk about us living in hell. Don't be discouraged by me saying this. But when we live in the Father's kingdom in the future, you're going to know just how good that kingdom is. Because by comparing how evil this world is to what is going to be, you'll know why it's called heaven, even though it'll be on earth. The New Jerusalem will be on earth. But you'll know what the term heaven really means and why it's called heaven. Let me see this one real quick. Truly shameful BBC fake news Israeli propaganda. In a genuinely outrageous piece of victim blaming, BBC fake news just blamed Palestinian intransigence in refusing to accept Israeli annexation of the West Bank for the deaths of the Palestinian children caused by the Israeli blockade of medical supplies to Gaza. Let me say this too. The world, or the UN, is warning, it's always a Hegelian dialectic. They're warning Israel to not do any more annexation of the Palestinian area. So on an Israeli site, I saw a picture of two Palestinians smiling at each other. These are like a boss and another fellow. And it says, Israel's only going to annex about 2 to 3 blocks of their land. You see, this is the same old garbage. Slowly I turn, inch by inch, step by step. And then that's in the Stooges, that's what they do. You see, slowly they turn, inch by inch, block by block, you know, step by step, until they got it all. And what happens is, after he slowly turned and went inch by inch and step by step, he beat the living crap out of him. You see? That's what it's all about. The lives of hundreds of sick Palestinian children are being put at risk because of the latest downturn in relations between their leaders and Israel last month. The Palestinian president said his government was giving up on past peace agreements because Israel plans to annex parts of the West Bank. That decision stopped cooperation on many security and civil matters, including medical and travel permits. Listen, you see, what it is, it's what I've told you before, that if you capitulate to these Jews and give them every demand that they have up until this point, today, tomorrow, they'd still be asking for new demands. They never can get enough. You can never. Why is that? It's something I've been saying for a while. You don't negotiate with evil. You can't negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. Anyway, you see? So let's go to the next site and see what I can see there. Roger Waters trashes white America while apologizing to Jews for hurting their feelings with facts. Get it? Listen to this one. Is Israeli Mossad planning false flag bioterror attack to blame on Iran, ISIS, and white supremacists? White supremacists. You see? Isn't it amazing? The world we're living in, it is just worthless. Pelosi says T-Rump is cowardly for not wearing mask. Well, cowardly for not wearing mask? I would think that he's actually the opposite of being a coward for not wearing a mask. I'd say that anybody that wears a mask is a coward, myself. You see how the new speak really is? You see how doublethink is done and everything like that? Trump is cowardly for not wearing a mask. No, he's brave for not wearing a mask, right? And now, unless I'm not pro-Trump or pro any of these communist sellouts, but I just wanted to mention that. Goodness. Cuccinelli, Trump EO puts defunding localities that won't enforce law firmly on the table. Ah, Bill Maher, the Jew, the filthy, dirty Jew, he's worried that we're being pushed into a resegregation of sorts. I hope that happens. That is the smartest thing that could happen. Nike reports surprise $790 million loss, 46% plunge in North American sales. What a shame. I feel real bad, don't you? Oh, here's a real important headline here. The Simpsons will no longer allow white actors to voice non-white characters. I don't know how many white actors are on The Simpsons. I think they're all Jews, and Jews are not white. Right, ladies and gentlemen? What a bunch of hooey, really. Nolte, Los Angeles Times, latest left-wing institution credibly accused of racism. I'm getting tired of hearing about this racism garbage. It's like, you know, it just doesn't work anymore. Unbelievable. Listen to this number, ladies and gentlemen. Nine Dems, vote with GOP to end DC's sanctuary city status as a condition for statehood. Which is very curious, isn't it? Because I told you Israel is not a country, right? It's a state, they call it, right? But now they're trying to call it a new startup nation, which it's not a nation at all. It's stolen property. But if it's a state, what is it? Where is its head? Is it the United States? Is it actually the 51st state itself? Because it sure seems like that to me. Listen to this. Barack Obama, which I never want to see again. I never wanted to see him in the first place. He's looking much more rat-faced at these days. He's got these ears that are sticking out, and he does. He looks rat-faced. Barack Obama, Taylor Swift, Joe Biden take part in virtual gay pride celebration. Isn't that wonderful? White actor Mike Henry to stop voicing black Family Guy character. I mean, that is just wonderful. I mean, these blacks are really getting somewhere now, huh? You know, I love it. You know what I hope happens? That they keep getting these black people in there that can't, you know, they'll have to do 100 takes every sentence, and it'll cost so much for the production that they'll shut the thing down. BMI demands Trump campaign stop using Rolling Stones' "You Can't Always Get What You Want" at rallies. Isn't that funny now? You can't always get what you want, but Israel can get all they want. But as an American, you can't always get what you want. As a matter of fact, you can't get anything you want. Here's a fat, big fat, looks like she could be the new Aunt Jemima. Stacey Abrams stars in celebrity-studded census participation. Yeah. AG, Attorney General. Here he is, the Jew. Oh, he's putting his hand over his heart like he loves America. AG Barr. It's wrong to demonize all the police as systemically racist. Yeah. Oh, I really believe you, Mr. Barr, you filthy Jew. I really believe you. 16 NBA players test positive. Ah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. Sure. Dr. Doom returns. He looks like he's got a pair of underwear on his face. Fauci on restarting coronavirus lockdowns. Never take that off the table. You know, somehow I just want these Jews to go away. This guy's a Jew in the guise of an Italian. He's not Italian. He's a Jew. And he should just go away. We don't want to hear any more from him. I don't want to see his ugly face anymore. I just want him to go away. Ah, listen to this. Nancy Pelosi calls George Floyd George Kirby. Let's see what that's all about. While speaking on the Democrat-led police reform bill, bungled George Floyd's name, telling reporters that Democrats are very proud that their measure carries George Kirby's name. Yeah, there is a mental disease with these Jews, you know, and that's very, it is very clear that they're all race mixed and they do have a lot of mental problems. Biden is a race mixed Jew. So is she pretends she's Italian, but she's a race mixed Jew. She's got Jew blood in her. Nancy Pelosi, that is. She's a Sicilian. Okay. Oh, California Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals freezes $2 billion in wall funds. They don't want to build any more wall. Or they don't want to pretend they're building any more wall. What circuit court is it? The Ninth. DHS, 95% of border crossers deported thanks to CDC's Title 42 order. CNN's Don Lemon, another non-credible Negroid. Trump's message is scary. Black people are trying to take away white people's America. Yeah. Black people are useless, as far as I'm concerned. And they don't like it here. They never have liked it here, except, you know, a long time ago. They need to go home with their own people. They'll only be happy with their own people. Arianna Presley, she's a bald negress. Black Lives Matter, a rallying cry, pay us what you owe us. As if we haven't already paid them things that they weren't owed in the first place. Oh, what a shame. Trump canceled, Mr. T-Rump, he cancels weekend golf retreat. What a shame. What a shame. Plan to dismantle Minneapolis Police Department clears hurdle. Update, migrants in Glasgow stabbing hotel unhappy with food, limited Wi-Fi. They're unhappy, so they stab people. See? Wow, this is a miracle. Sweden Democrats MP calls for Antifa to be classified a terrorist group. You're going to upset those Jews over there, Mr. Sweden. Tribe of Dan. You're going to upset them. Them Jews, they have a lot of feelings and they get very upset. Yes, this is a, looks like a white man. I mentioned this before. Black Lives Matter activist loses one of his testicles after being shot in the testicles with rubber bullets during George Floyd riots. That's one way of denuding you. Black woman beats old white lady in 7-Eleven. Says she called her the N-word. That's, you know, this goes on over and over and over. Oh, yeah, they called her the N-word. They called her the N-word. I mean, this is just something they use, you know, all the time. Nobody called him any N-word. St. Louis City Treasurer... Is the treasurer's name Judas? Smears local Christians for holding prayer protest at St. Louis statue. Labels Christian St. Louisans KKK for wanting to save statue of Catholic saint. Listen to this. Minneapolis City Council members vote to disband police. Then three council members hire their own private security for protection. Brutal beatdown near Portland protest. Police searching for suspects. Let's take a look at that real quick. It's all, you know, it's those teenagers again, right? As Portland continues its decline into third world, you know, poop hole status, stabbing, shootings, assaults, and other crimes are on the rise. That's in addition to the nightly protests that often devolve into riots. Early this past Wednesday morning, as the protests were petering out, a horde of protesters took out their angst on some dude. Just a few blocks from the Justice Center where the protests have been centered on. Yeah, they'll literally beat on one white person, an elderly or a woman or a fellow, and there'll be literally 20, 30 of them beating on one person. They have no ethics, these blacks. And this really means that they're cowards. So, things are going bad in the world. Hate hoaxer Bubba Wallace. See, they're just trying to make this guy famous. That's all this is about. This is a half-breed abomination. And they couldn't even find a full black guy to be a driver in NASCAR. You see, they're trying so desperate to show that they're equal to us in every way, and they're not even close to being equal to us. And this guy's a useless Negro. I wonder if he's half Jew, because they're trying to glorify him. But hate hoaxer Bubba Wallace tells Jesse Waters he was right to call a door rope a noose and would do it again. Of course he would. Roger Stone discusses current dilemma with Lou Dobbs. Corrupt Judge Amy Berman Jackson will decide whether or not he goes to prison now or not. Now, this guy, Roger Stone, is a Jew. Stone, Stein. And they're trying to make him a truth movement hero. You see, it's a big con. Just like everything else is in this world. Listen, instead of mentioning all the cons, try to mention something that's not a con or a scam. It's quite a challenge, isn't it? Can you find anything that's not a scam or a con? Seattle sends in trucks to clear CHOP barricades, give city CHOP squatters 72 hours to vacate. Why didn't they do that on day one? Tear gas and dumpster fires. Antifa militants try to take over Portland police station. Listen to this. Minnesota State Representative warns Antifa and Muslim groups plan to police Minneapolis under Muslim rule. Judicial Watch obtains Secret Service records showing Hunter Biden traveled to how many countries? 29, 2 and 9 is 11, 2 times 9 is 18, 666 countries, including 5 visits to China. Another Jew, right? His daddy has Jew blood, and good old Hunter has Jew blood in him too. Isn't that nice? Oh, here we go. You wouldn't touch this black woman with, never mind. Seriously, are we really going to fall for this again? Black teen, and this teen is not good looking or anything. says four white boys attacked her in a car at a stoplight screaming racial slurs, then burnt her neck with lighter fluid. Yeah, sure. Sure, what's the price of oil? $38.49. Now, isn't it interesting that they got it back up there again? They just keep getting it back up there. I don't know how they do it. Well, I do. It's by speculation. And there's no reality to it in the first place. Student official removed from his Catholic Views lawyers up. Huh? Successor beats removal vote for anti-Jewistic posts. Now, whoever wrote that headline. Professor plans to sue Catholic University for firing him over tweets criticizing powerful Democrats. And now it's not just, now they're going to have laws about criticizing people in the government, not just Jews. I mean, it's at the point where we're not going to stand for this anymore. Political correctness, they're trying to bring it to where there is no free speech anymore, and you just shut your mouth and you'll just take it. Well, that ain't going to be that way. Anyway, this has been a News Bites Headline News Scan Report and is a listener-supported show. Please show your support at davidjamesboston.com. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.